Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Phyllis in East Jordan. She asks, how did a Michigan township give a building permit for an owner to build a house and later a garage on a landlocked property? My answer is, first thing you will need to do is to go down to the township and visit the planning or building department to determine how the permits were issued. The next question is from Lawton, Michigan. The question is, can a court-ordered nursing home patient's guardian sell their property if there is a beneficiary? Grandma passed away and her husband is in a nursing home. His guardian is selling their property. Can they legally do that if there is a beneficiary? In Michigan, a guardian shall not otherwise sell the ward's real property or interest in real property. Conservators have the right to convey property once they have court approval. The final question today is from Arnie. He says, I have been in a relationship, not married, and we own a home together. What are my rights now that it has ended? Arnie, when parties are co-owners of a home or any other piece of property and the parties are not married, then any issues related to real estate are addressed and resolved under legal theories and remedies concerning contract law. Only a family law judge can order parties who are married to sell a property. It is not so easy when there is a co-ownership relationship where the parties are not married. The best legal steps forward are to have all understandings about the maintenance and disposition of property well documented and in writing. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at www.provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.